Hey everybody, I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really good to be with you. And what I'm discovering about some of our more controversial topics, it's not that people can't understand it. It's not that people don't have the intellectual capacity to understand some of the threats that we're under, like why we shouldn't trust medical treatment. That sounds outrageous to me. But when I reveal this Dr. Bischofsky and what he said about the COVID crisis and what we know to be true about the lack of scientific testing on the vaccines at all, then we really start to need to make some conclusions. And in fact, just going to the UN story that I'm telling you with the Summit of the Future, people have the cognitive ability to understand it. I mean, yesterday, I started really getting into the details of it. And I went in an earlier segment today and I went to key paragraphs of the overarching draft. They haven't released the final copy. Here they have a meeting that starts on the 22nd and 23rd, and they have not released a final copy. Are you kidding me? But the materials are so exhaustive. They're so voluminous. It would literally, if I went through it, it would probably take me 8 to 10 hours to present all of it to you. So clearly, this is where they're going. And I think the way to present it, though, is in layers. I mean, just like with, do you trust your doctor? Well, your doctor is just following orders, Achtung. I mean, that's really the way it was in COVID. Good doctors doing bad things. And we're going to expose one of those here on this show. But like I said, with the UN, we're going to do layers. Even though the UN agreement will be signed, sealed, and delivered by Tuesday at the latest, it doesn't take effect yet. And there's things we can do to interdict, and there's things we can do to interdict on our story here, which is how where doctors were mindlessly told by the CDC to murder their patients. Oh, by default, a de facto action. Not directly, but it was still Dr. Mengele, Anthony Fauci, that was behind much of this, and Rachel Walensky of the CDC. This was a real, you know what show. And we're going to go through and expose a breaking story. And it's, we're looking at this now. We're 4 years out, over 4 years out. And we're just getting to the truth of some of this. I guess it took 30 years to figure out Kennedy, so should I be surprised? We're brought to you by a great product, Canolidine. I love it. It was developed by Clint Winters. He's just done a tremendous job with this product. And this guy is a, I won't call him massive bodybuilder. I mean, you can tell this guy really works. And he says, I feel no pain and I'm well into my 40s and he's using himself as an example, but he's got tons of testimonials. And this is what interested me, is what people were saying. We're all going to need pain relief from something. Our connective tissue will begin to break down as we continue to age. And this can happen very early on. If you're a pro athlete, for example, you play in the NFL or the NBA, the wear and tear on your body for a pitcher's arm, same thing. But for most of us who don't play professional sports, your 30s and 40s is when it really starts. In your 50s, you got something chronic going on. Definitely. Everyone does. Well, do you want to get rid of the pain so you can still have a fun life and a good lifestyle? Okay, well, this is your deal, Canolidine. And what it doesn't do is it doesn't give you opioids. No, that's bad. It's not narcotic, so it doesn't make you groggy. And what does it do is it just relieves your pain, doesn't interfere in your sleep whatsoever. And it releases natural painkillers called endorphins, and this does the work. And you've heard of runner's high, right? And you've heard of people being able to run on stress fractures and things like this. In fact, my son had that experience when he was in ninth grade running in cross country. He ran on a stress fracture and no one knew. And it's a case of bad coaching and overtraining because half his team went through basically the same thing that year. And he was able to run. I said, didn't it hurt? And I started thinking, oh, that's right. That's the endorphin speaking. Well, this product enhances this tremendously. And so, do you need pain relief? Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a place to go. And let me tell you why I'm pulling up this URL. They have a money back guarantee. Great discount built in. You're coming at the right time. You have nothing to risk but losing your pain. And if you don't like it, no questions asked, refund. All right, the URL I want you to go to get rid of this pain forever is trikono.com slash Dave. That's trikono, trikono.com slash Dave. Well, we are really, really up against things, aren't we? I'm not sure really where to take this in terms of a beginning point. I know what the ending point is. Well, I'm going to update you before I jump into this story, because some of you will reject what you're about to hear from this doctor. Well, some of you rejected assassination attempt number three. We were right on top of it. We had that early, thanks to Doug Hagman. I'm on his show. He gets notification. He pulls it up. He shows it on screen so everyone can see who's watching through a visual medium. And then I got off and I looked it up. I found it here, found it there, found it everywhere. I did a report on it. And then came the blatant cover up and lies. We even have more details now. Other people are now covering this, and this was a dirty bomb. It wasn't just explosives, it was a dirty bomb. There's your mass casualty event. Kill the intended target and sacrifice lots of people so you can cover up the intent of the individual assassination. That was assassination attempt number three. Isn't that interesting? And what you're finding now is that after the golf course incident, Trump went immediately to New York to present. Now he's canceling events. That's the third attempt. They are bound and determined to kill him. But now many people are picking up on this assassination attempt number three. And this is why you never watch the mainstream media. And shame on the police in Nassau County for assisting the mainstream media in the cover-up. Because this was fully reported, as I said before, Bongino, Breitbart, local outlets on the internet, like their newspapers and their online editions, they're reporting it. And all of a sudden, you had page after page of denial because they failed. Anyway, just thought I would bring that out. Millions of patients hospitalized for COVID-19 were murdered at the behest of the government, says top doctor. And he is a top doctor with a great reputation, but he may not be practicing for long when you say things like this. His name is Mark Bischofsky, and he's come out and he said that we should have been using ivermectin, HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and vitamin D. Should have been doing that. And isn't this what we were told? And I was able to get HCQ and ivermectin when I had my bout. And my bout was fairly minimal. Oh, it hit me pretty good, but it was fairly minimal. And I know I got through it because of these. And that's all I'm going to say about taking those medications. But we actually have a deal in our trust. We have medical power of attorney. And my wife and I agree, regardless, we will never be intubated. And you're going to see why here. I'm going to read from the doctor's report in his quotes. Dr. Bischofsky said he witnessed hospital staff opting to prematurely intubate COVID-19 patients. And here's his quote. Many, many thousands of patients died because of this rush to early intubation, not only allowing early treatment with medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and vitamin D. And remember the deal, like the government said, you can't take that. No. And people got in trouble for dispensing it and ordering it. Yeah, that's called murder, Fauci, by your order. It's amazing. They wouldn't even give patients vitamin D that you can get over the counter. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. Okay, so they wanted to intubate him and put him on remdesivir. Patients were being intubated and they were needing as little as 3 liters of oxygen, said Bischofsky, and he had never seen that before in his 25 years of practice. He said, that's so little oxygen where if you took the patient off of it, they're going to be fine. But there was this rush to intubate everybody. And he said, it's supposed to be the treatment of last resort. He tried to convince doctors this wasn't the right thing to do. He said, when I started my career in 1999, I went to a huge symposium talking about the risks of intubation, the risk using a ventilator, and even back then it was known that intubation should be a last resort. And at that time, they were reporting a 25% increase in mortality of patients that were getting intubated and put on a ventilator. And now we know during COVID, it was upwards of 80 to 85% of the people that were on ventilators, they passed away, particularly if they were elderly. And I'm adding in my statement here because that's what I found too with what other doctors have said. Now, listen to this. This is why you need to have your own say in your own treatment. Doctors told Bischofsky it was simply the hospital's protocol. They didn't really have an explanation. And Bischofsky went on to say most of these patients that die of bacterial pneumonia, which is a common side effect of being intubated. And he said that these doctors didn't have an explanation for what they were doing. They were just following orders and they were spewing mainstream media talking points. How many people died because of this? One more thing I want to come go over here. In the first week of the pandemic, the doctors at Bischofsky's hospital used HCQ. They had good outcomes. But then another bogus study came out in The Lancet, and The Lancet's gone south. And they said that HCQ, the doctor, was not appropriate for treatment, even though it was working. So doctors followed the direction. And Bischofsky said he told his medical director, you know, this whole early intubation thing is completely hideous. The medical director admitted it was hideous, but said we're doing the best we could. That's a Nazi death camp guard saying I was just following orders. To you doctors who did that, shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. You knew better. Your training said you should have known better. And then to give people and tell your patients, yeah, you need to take this untested, poorly designed studies for validation, these vaccines, which we know are deadly and still spewing deadly effects, depending on the batch of the vaccine that they got. I don't think we need to say any more. Bischofsky said, patients that were intubated, I held the hands of too many of them as they took their last breath. I'll finish with this. For a while, the hospital allowed COVID-19 patients to receive a visit from a family member only if the patient agreed to be put on comfort care. So now we're going to kill them. We disable them with the treatment, and now we kill them. That's the only way that if you allow this to happen, are you going to get to see your loved one? I know that when I first met Tom Rentz, an attorney from Ohio, Tom told me that he had a patient, or excuse me, a client, a family client whose relative was a patient, and they weren't going to submit to these treatments because they had seen other bad results. Tom had to go to court and get an emergency order to save the life of the person. This is how he got involved in the media, because people started flocking to him because he was a hero and he started taking on other cases like this. You know, in the past, I interviewed Tom a ton going back 2 and 3 years ago. Now he has his own show. And I'm glad to see that he saved a lot of lives. Bischofsky concludes with this. Once you're put on comfort care, life-saving measures are slowly withdrawn and the patient dies within minutes to hours. These patients were submitting to this. A lot of these patients I know would have survived, but they wanted badly to see a family member, so they would submit to being euthanized. And that's the word he used, euthanized. This was mass euthanization using these treatments and euthanization too with accepting these vaccines. Where 15-year-old kid might go out and play in a soccer match, drops dead, heart attack. When they introduce the next pandemic, what are you going to do? It's something you and your family have to have a discussion about. My wife and I have had the discussion. And as I indicated, in our trust, which includes medical care, we have the final say for each other, and our son has the final say over us. I recommend you do the same thing. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody. Thank you for joining us.